once in one of these, and I'm talking about a selfish lover. It's Mackenzie along with producer Porkchop, Liv the web girl, and Casey joins us now on the line. Okay, Casey, what is going on?
Okay, so I'm so embarrassed, but I'm calling because I've just kind of totally had it with my boyfriend. Because he never, and I mean like never, ever, I'm going to say like pleasures me.
Okay. Why? And have you asked him why?
Yeah. I mean, okay. So like I asked him like, and I didn't really think it was like that. I mean, I was like living with it, I'll say. But like last night I went out, you know, had some wine with some friends of mine, and everyone's like bragging about how well their like, you know, boyfriends like take care of them. And I was so jealous. Like, I just basically made up that like my man did the same for me, which is a complete and total lie.
What if your friends are making it up too?
You know, that's a good point. I feel like at least one of them, like, she brought it up out of nowhere. So I feel like she has to be telling the truth. I don't know why you would just like lie out of thin air.
He doesn't do this. You want him to do this. And when you ask him, hey, like, how about me? What happens?
Like, basically, he'll do it. He'll do it for like 2 minutes and then it's just over because he's like, it's not really my thing. And I'm like, okay, but it is my thing and you're being really selfish.
See, a selfish lover. Chops, you've had many lovers. Have you had a selfish lover in the past?
No, because I feel like...
Or would you say you're more of the giver or the taker?
Oh my gosh. I consider myself more of a passionate lover, so...
So the giver.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, is it more important for you to be satisfied or to satisfy your lover?
Oh, okay.
Just be honest.
Oh, I don't know. I'm going to say it's a close even. Yeah. No, I literally think it's a close even.
I think that's how it should be.
Right. It should be like I take care of you, you take care of me.
Yeah.
Da, da, da.
Exactly.
All right.
And like, I've only been dating this guy for like a couple of months. So I'm kind of like, okay, is this a red flag? Like, he's making me feel really unattractive, like kind of gross because he won't do it. And like, it's making me really frustrated. So I'm just like, I don't know what to do.
Okay. So if he never does this, do you feel like this is a deal breaker?
I mean, a little bit because, yeah, I don't want to be like, I can't stay with a person who is not going to satisfy me. Like, that's crazy. That's, like, sure to just ruin our relationship and make me really resentful at some point.
I will say...
And it also, you know, it's like he doesn't care about, you know, what I want, which feels like not a good sign.
I will say when a guy's like, ooh, that's my favorite, it's pretty hot.
Oh, yeah, that's the best.
All right, 833-563-2539. How do you deal with a selfish lover? And should Casey give her man the bye-bye if he's just never going to do this for her? This is very interesting. Liv, what are your thoughts on this?
I don't know. I feel like dealing with a selfish lover can be very complicated and you don't want to say anything that's going to like offend them or also like make them feel like a piece of meat. But at the same time, like that is very important in a long lasting relationship.
Yes.
So it's definitely something to like look into. Like, how important is this to you? And are you going to resent them if they don't change? Because if there's any resentment, then I just think it needs to be like donezo.
All right, so give us a call. Absolutely. 833-563-2539. We're going to get some help for Casey with her selfish man coming up.
Call Joe and Mackenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Talking about selfish lovers here on Joe and Mackenzie, myself, Mackenzie, producer Porkchop, Liv the web girl, 833-563-2539. Have you experienced a selfish lover? And maybe how did you get your lover to do the things you wanted them to do if they weren't really into it? Casey is on the line. She says her man is selfish when it comes to what she wants. And she's like, I don't know if this is just a red flag and I should move on. Okay, Chops, I know the phone lines are blowing up. Who do we have?
Good morning, DJ. What'd you want to say?
Hey, so I will say that I've already heard about guys not, you know, being selfish in two other ways. You know, one, it may not be very pleasant for them, for the guy. And then two, some guys just don't enjoy doing, you know, stuff for other people, you know?
So what do you think, though? Like, should she break up with him over this? Is it because this is going to be her entire life?
I mean,
don't you take one for the team to make your woman?
Life, you got a lot more to think about. I mean, I don't think breaking up with somebody because of their selfish ways when it comes to that stuff, I don't think that's a reason to break up with somebody.
Really?
I don't. I mean, if somebody, you know, if it was the opposite, I'd be the same way. I mean, you can't really, I mean, do you love this person? Do you think that you can see yourself with them? I mean, it's not always about the selfish lover type thing. What do they do for you that isn't the loving part? Like the, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. But, like, also, I'm just worried that, like, I mean, you know, as much as I don't want it to, like, eventually, like, me never being satisfied in bed, I mean, surely it's going to take its toll, right? Like, even if I decide I won't be mad about it, like, I'm just worried that eventually I won't be able to, you know, like, you know, sex is a huge part of a relationship.
It's important
to a point.
Yeah. I mean, it's important, but I don't think that it should. I don't think it should break a relationship, or else true love's not there.
I think a man should just want to make his woman like glow and just satisfy her, so she's like, "Oh, I want you every single day, 24/7."
Casey, is your man like, maybe he's a hard worker though? Do you guys like, maybe you should schedule a time like on weekends or something like that? You know?
Yeah, that could be maybe. Yeah, or you know, I'm sure maybe we could talk about it a little more. Maybe he could do, you know, figure out a way to.
Yeah,
but
the problem isn't though that they're not having sexy time; is that he's not doing what she wants him to do voluntarily. All right, what we have okay. So she wants to know: should she move on? Is this a major red flag?
Adam, good morning. What do you think?
So, if you have a selfish lover, I want to just give some advice. I say just chuck them.
Just dump them right then and there.
Yep.
It is kind of a red flag, I will say.
Would this be a deal breaker for you, Mackenzie, do you think?
Yeah.
What about you, Porcha?
No,
I mean, if if you love something in the bedroom and they're never willing to do it.
I mean, yeah, I think.
Like, never, ever. It doesn't have to be, like, every time. But,
right,
like, if they're just like,
maybe,
no.
Yeah. Maybe that 50th anniversary. No, I'm just kidding.
Casey, has this ever happened, or does it get super awkward when you bring it up?
No, I'll like tell him. I've told him a couple times, and like I said, he'll do it. Like he'll do it for like 2 minutes, and then just be like, you know,
that's
like,
the worst. It's like the equivalent of a massage. If you ask someone for your massage, your partner isn't really into it, and they like half rub your shoulders for a second, and then they're done. And you're like, oh, you're not even trying.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's kind of that he's not like, you know what, I'm not into that, but you know what about this? Like, he has it just seems like he's only concerned with what he wants to do, and he's not trying to find solutions for what I might like.
833-563-2539. Good morning, Katie. It sounds like you have some experience in this department.
Ooh, Katie, have you had a selfish lover?
I do. It's my husband. We've been married for 5 years, but together for 6. We have total of 5 kids. And he works in the oil field, and he has a very sensitive, you know, ego. I feel like most guys do, and they want to know that they're pleasing their woman. But he is more of a selfish one, and we've been working out a long time, and we've been going to marriage counseling for the last, 6 or 8 months. And it is greatly improved, but it took a lot of time to get there. And it's because I know he loves me so much that he is working on it.
So maybe sex therapy. Casey, is that something you would do? Go to see a counselor?
I mean, if I had been married to him for 5 years, yes. The fact that I've been dating this person for 3 months, no, I'm not willing to do that.
That's true. That's a good point. I forgot. This is like, and this is kind of setting the tone. I feel like this is a point in which he should be rocking your world on the daily. So I don't know. I would have second thoughts about this whole situation. But please keep us posted, Casey, because I want to see the outcome of this.
I will. I'll let you guys know.
All right. Thanks, girl. Hopefully we helped out a little bit. Coming up, and I don't want to do this. I have no idea what it's going to be. I have to face the box of shame. Chops, do you know any of the dares that could possibly be in there?
Isn't it like it's Mardi Gras this
yes.
week? So we put a bunch of like Mardi Gras themed stuff in there.
There's king cake smash.
Oh, that's fun.
There's something with beads. I'll just leave
it
at that.
I'm scared. All right, Box of Shame is coming up on Joe and Mackenzie.